Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. When you think of a singer-songwriter, you might imagine someone like Joni Mitchell, Paul Simon, or some other acoustic guitar-wielding folk singer. But many jazz artists have written and performed their own songs too, and are equally fit to have that title. On this show, we'll look at a number of singers performing songs that they themselves wrote. We'll highlight a couple of old favorites like Hoagie Carmichael, Johnny Mercer, and Mel Torme, and we'll also hear from a few newer stars like Madeline Peru and Gregory Porter. It's jazz singer-songwriters coming up on Afterglow.
Cloudy skies and rain, my poor back am broke with pain. My man sleeping, eyes are scrubbing, chilling, weeping, eyes are rubbing, pains are creeping, clothes are tubbing all day long. Up to that wash and soap and down to that water once more. Head down low, head low. Up to that wash and soap and down to that water once more. Oh, hands go, oh Lordy, so weary of washing days dreary, so weary of sloshing them clothes. Up to that wash and soap and down to that water once more. Wash both blue. Never get me gone from here. Scrub them dirty clothes all year. Clothes, them raggedy clothes, them mussety clothes, them grimy clothes, that's all I know. Up and down, back and forth, all year long. Oh Lordy, won't you hear my song? Hear my song. Washing in a shanty on the shore, the river swinging on by the door. Hear that river lowly calling, eyes a shiver, nights a falling. Hear that river lowly moaning, moaning low. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry. I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Throw myself, my poor self, self away. Oh Lordy, must I keep tubbing, must I keep grubbing, must I keep rubbing, must I keep scrubbing them old dirty clothes. But I'm going to that river, going down to that river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry.
One of the finest and most well-known jazz singer-songwriters, that was Hoagy Carmichael on piano and vocals, along with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, performing Washboard Blues in 1927. The story of this song is the stuff of legend. A year after his friend Bix Beiderbecke made his tune Riverboat Shuffle a hit, Carmichael, still a student at Indiana University, wrote the melody for Washboard Blues on the piano in Bloomington's Book Nook. Not long after, he was recording the song with the King of Jazz himself, with his friend Beiderbecke playing cornet. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at jazz singers-songwriters. In the world of jazz and traditional pop, the demarcation, for the most part, is clearly delineated. You have singers, they're on the stage, and you have songwriters, they're sitting at a desk or at a piano, out of sight. There were, however, a few intrepid performers in those early days who had a foot in both camps. In later years, perhaps inspired by folk singer-songwriters, singers like Abby Lincoln and Nina Simone began to write more of their own material. We'll hear from them later this hour, but let's begin with one of those intrepid performers, perhaps one of the most famous of those intrepid performers. Here's Johnny Mercer performing a tune that he himself wrote the lyrics to, inspired by a sermon by the African-American preacher Father Divine. Mercer with the Pied Pipers and Accentuate the Positive on Afterglow.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm agin. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No,
don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You gotta spread joy. I'll give you the maximum joy. Bring gloom down to the minimum and have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
You got to accentuate the positive. I need the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. and clover being green is something I've never seen. For I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold, for I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for I was born to be blue. For I was born to be blue.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury 40 below. No life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. And me blue, off she flew to the Tangipahoa, where a two-timing jaybird met the divine Miss O. I'd like to ruffle his plumage, Baltimore Oriole. Nest around with that big eye till he singed her wing. Forgiving is easy. It's a woman like now and then could happen to sing. Send her back home, home ain't home without her warbling. How she can sing, make a lonely man happy, Baltimore Oriole. back home and alone. Home ain't home without her warbling. How she could sing, make a lonely man happy. Baltimore, Oreo. Come down from that bough. Fly to your daddy now.
From the album Hoagie Sings Carmichael, that was Hoagie performing his own tune, Baltimore Oriole, with lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. Before that, Mel Torme in 1961 performing his own tune, Born to be Blue. That's from an album of mostly his songs called My Kind of Music. And kicking off that set was Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers, with Paul Weston and his orchestra doing Accentuate the Positive, a top 10 hit for them in 1945. Mercer wrote the lyrics to that song with music by the great Harold Arlen. Harold Arlen himself was a singer, although not nearly as successful or as good as Mercer. Arlen was the son of a Jewish cantor and earned his living as a singer in a number of orchestras, including Arnold Johnson's orchestra, before he became one of the best-known and most beloved songwriters of his generation. Today, his recordings are a bit difficult to track down, but here he is singing his own song, Stormy Weather, with violinist Leo Reisman and his orchestra in 1933 on Afterglow.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four letter words, writing prose, anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studios, anything goes. When the Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes sir, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Sten in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bed from Simmons, 'cause Franklin knows anything goes.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Hey, you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks mighty pretty, you'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hit to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
The multi-talented Bobby Troup performing his song Route 66 in 1958 with Alviola on guitar. Before that, Peru, Indiana native Cole Porter performing some of his own very clever lyrics. That was Porter in 1934 with Anything Goes. And starting that set, Harold Arlen performing the Arlen and Kohler tune Stormy Weather. That was with Leo Reisman and his orchestra in 1933. Those artists are all primarily known as songwriters today, but they occasionally sang their own tunes. Here's an artist that's mostly known as a singer, but who on occasion wrote her own songs. Billie Holiday's songwriting differs from many other composers because of its personal nature. Her songs are reflections of her own troubled life and experiences. Although many of them have become standards, it's difficult to separate them from Holiday the person and performer. Take Fine and Mellow, a song about infidelity, a topic Holiday sadly knew all too well. She performed this live on television in 1957 with the Mal Waldron All-Stars. That included her friend tenor saxophonist Lester Young. A few days before that telecast, the ensemble recorded this version in Columbia Studios. Here's Holiday, Young, trumpeter Doc Cheatham, and a number of other fine musicians with Holiday's Fine and Mellow on Afterglow.
Treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. Treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen.
Thank you.
love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. If you treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off and on. On, baby, it has turned off and gone.
Billie Holiday with Mal Waldron's All Stars performing her own song, Fine and Mellow, in 1957. I'll have more jazz singer-songwriters for you in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at jazz songwriters performing their own songs tonight. And so far, we've heard from a number of traditional songwriters like Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen, who happen to sing their own songs on occasion. We ended our last set with Billie Holiday, who paved the way for many of the more recent voices that we'll hear from now. Holiday's songs were often personal accounts, pulled from her own life experiences. They could also be hard-hitting political statements, highlighting the struggle of African Americans, especially African American women, in her day. These struggles continued to be showcased in songs by other jazz singer-songwriters, such as Abby Lincoln and Nina Simone, who we'll hear from now. First, here's Nina Simone from 1966 with her song Four Women, a dramatic story describing the unique struggle of four African-American women from different eras, all told in first person. Nina Simone with Four Women here on Afterglow.
My skin is black. My arms are long. My hair is woolly. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. Skin is yellow, my hair is long, between two worlds I do belong. My father was rich and white, he forced my mother late. What do they call me? My name is Sophronia. My name is Sophronia. My skin is tan, my hair is fine, my hips invite you, my mouth like wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who has money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Thing. My name is Sweet Thing.
Thank you.
when we'll trouble let up. This heartache is dragging me down.
Abby Lincoln from her 1959 album Abby is Blue, performing her own tune, Let Up. That session included her then-husband Max Roach on drums, along with Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax. Before that, another jazz singer-songwriter who used her music to highlight the struggle of African-American women, that was Nina Simone with Four Women from her 1966 album Wild Is the Wind. We'll close out tonight's show with two more recent singer-songwriters writing and performing in the jazz idiom, Gregory Porter and Madeline Peru. Both artists have recorded albums that are a mix of standards and their own compositions. Porter, a former college football player, has a commanding voice that's a mix of jazz and soul, not unlike, say, Lou Rawls. Peru's voice, on the other hand, very closely resembles the delicate delivery of Billie Holiday. We'll hear first from Porter. His 2013 Blue Note album, Liquid Spirit, won the Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album the following year. But we're going to hear the title track from his 2012 album. Here's Gregory Porter with his own song, Be Good, on Afterglow.
Be Good is her name, and I sing my lion song and brush my mane. She would and she could, so she pulled my lion's tail and caused me pain. She said lions are made for cages, just to look at in delight. You dare not let them walk around, 'cause they might just bite. She knows what she does when she dances round my cage and says her name. Be good, be good. Be good is her name. I trim my lion's claws and I cut my mane. And I would if I could, but that woman treats me the same. Just to look at and delight. You dare not let them walk around, but they might just bite. Does she know what she does when she dances around my cage? Caused me pain. She just a look out and delight you. Dare not let them walk around, cause they might just bite. Does she know what she does when she dances around my cage? Is her name? I trim my lion's claws and I cut my mane, and I would if I could. But be good treats me the same. A look out in delight. You dare not let them walk around, but they might just bite. Does she know what she does when she dances around my cage? She dances around my cage. Does she know? Does she know be good?
Here content, my thoughts and my feelings, remembering who I used to be. The life I have now is much more appealing. No hurries, no worries for me. By the shore, a coat for my pillow, a future with no guarantee. The world was a rat race, and I had my fill. Oh, no hurries, no worries for me. Homeless, happy. night where we parted. My story is simple. Since I left behind all the plans that we charted, no hurries, no worries, my love.
Madeline Peyrou, from her 2009 album Bare Bones, performing a song she co-wrote called Homeless Happiness. Before that, we heard Be Good, Lion Song, a song written and performed by singer Gregory Porter. Thanks for tuning in to this jazz singer-songwriter edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar, electric assessments, and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and the American Popular Songbook on Afterglow.